This is a special edition of the Disciplined Investor Podcast. Daily stock picks for the CNBC Million Dollar Portfolio Challenge with your host, Andrew Horowitz. Want a leg up on the competition? The Disciplined Investor's special stock picks have been averaging 10% per week during the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge. Each day, this podcast will present ideas and special guest interviews that you can use to help you win the $1 million grand prize. Make sure to subscribe and then listen every day for hot picks designed specifically for this contest.
And welcome to another edition of the Disciplined Investor Podcast. Thanks for being here. I am your host, Andrew Horowitz, and today we're going to be continuing with our special segments on the CNBC Million Dollar Portfolio Challenge, because it is a great way to learn. It is a great way to use many of the disciplines that are out there in the world of investing and do it in a way that is testing it. You can see how these different disciplines work, whether it's technical analysis or fundamental analysis, quantitative analysis, using some behavioral finance, maybe even some active trading. And I've been doing this about 20 years, this business of money management, and I got to tell you that it changes all the time. And what I thought we would do is do a quick recap of some of the positions that we utilize for the challenge this week and give you a recommendation and a very thorough review of the recommendation from a fundamental standpoint and looking at technical analysis. Now, all this information you can follow along with the charts right on the blog, which is just go to thedisciplinedinvestor.com and click on the entry that talks about the CNBC Daily Challenge picks for April 20th, 2007. But let's start with talking about last week. I believe that this week was probably one of the worst weeks that we had in the portfolio, and we closed the week with a slight loss. It looks today that the position that we bought into before the market closed on Friday, which is Cree, is not going to do well and it's going to slip a little bit to the downside. But overall, we still have about a 50% return since the inception of the challenge, because while we have some losses this week, they were very minor, about 1%. We did sidestep a few things, and I think that was the big reason why we didn't get hurt this week, because we looked at Logitech, if you recall, in the podcast, we talked about it with one of the market leaders on Wednesday, and I felt that there was a real big concern about Logitech's ability to post earnings that were beneficial. In the face of that, their webcam business could be in trouble due to the fact that many laptops and manufacturers have them built in. And wouldn't you know it, specifically in their release on Thursday, they talked about the fact that they had a surprising slowdown in the sector of webcams, and the stock took a hit about 10%. So we did sidestep that by doing a good amount of research. So that's some good things, because it's not only the ups that are important. It's maintaining the level of your portfolio by not really seeing a tremendous downside. That's really what you really be looking for, not getting the downside, because that's what hurts the most. Climbing that wall after you get hit in either a real or a challenge-type portfolio is very difficult. The other buys that we did, International Game Technology and Seagate Technologies, as well as when we look at Bank of New York, really didn't do very well. But again, we had a very small position in most of these. And if they did go down, it was only slight, because we did that research to make sure there wasn't a big gap when they came out and would see a big downside. The interesting thing to note, again, is that I have found there's about 978,000 registered contestants for the CNBC Challenge. So the 1% that we're in, I think, right now is very good. And I think there's a lesson to be learned about monitoring and managing the downside. Next week, I do have a interesting outlook for, because it seems to me that next week there's a lot of good earnings, a lot of good potential for some nice gains. I don't know if we can catch up to the leader, who is over $3.5 million right now, but it seems to me that when you look at next week, there is the opportunity to make some money. And what I'm going to do now is I want to tell you about how to enter the contest, and we'll hear that from our fine fellow, the announcer. And when I come back just in a moment, I'm going to take you through the pick for next week, and I want to pick that up in the portfolio probably today or Monday, in a full position, because I'm pretty excited about this one. I think we have an opportunity to make good money in the CNBC Market Challenge. So hold on to where you are. Don't touch that podcast dial, because we're going to be right back telling you exactly what to do for next week.
What would you do with $1 million? Want to learn how to trade like a pro? The CNBC Million Dollar Challenge is on. Get registered. It's free. Links can be found at thedisciplinedinvestor.com/blog. Register, then listen in for stock tips each day on this podcast. The Disciplined Investor, your place for all things financial. Did you know that bulls sometimes like the naked option? Bears sometimes buy butterflies. And diamonds are some trader's best friend. And there's nothing so satisfying as when we see our shorts come down. Unless, of course, everyone else has longs and are quickly covering their shorts. Did you ever see hammers with long bodies and short shadows after a shooting star appeared just prior to a dark cloud cover? There have been numerous sightings lately of long collars used upside down, head and shoulders. Sound like gibberish? Well, they're not. These are all real investment terms that you need to know. Learn the lingo and techniques of pro traders before you invest, and you too may even own spiders or even a new convertible. Coming to bookstores everywhere, The Disciplined Investor, the groundbreaking book that gives you professional investment tools page after page. Watch for it in bookstores everywhere. The Disciplined Investor. Get your copy and profit from it. Written by Andrew Horowitz.
Again, on the Disciplined Investor Podcast. And to make sure that you know that you can still join up and register for the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge, just go right to thecnbc.com and sign up. There's plenty of time left. There's still a lot of prizes left to win. There's still some great opportunity for you. One other thing I want to mention is that in about a week, we're going to have an email show answering all of your questions. Now, if you're listening and you've had something on your mind, listen, I'm a certified financial planner, a registered investment advisor. I've been doing this for many, many years. Send in your questions. Write to askandrew@thedisciplinedinvestor.com or just go to the disciplinedinvestor.com website or andrew@thedisciplinedinvestor.com. All right, as I promised, we're going to talk about the pick coming up for next week. Now, mind you, that I said that last week wasn't so good, and I really didn't really feel comfortable with many of the positions, and that's why we entered a small position of many of the stocks from last week. But this week, looking ahead, there is a good deal of opportunities. I'm going to start first with Altera. And Altera is in the semiconductor industry, and what I like about them is two-part. I broke it down again on the website. You could take a look at all the charts and follow along with me here at thedisciplinedinvestor.com and click on this particular blog entry. And what I found was that clearly we're seeing some weakness in the areas like AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, which has just been beaten up terribly by Intel. Intel is starting to show some nice strength, even though it's slight. And the semiconductor industry has really underperformed the S&P 500 by about 14% over the last 12 months. But what I do like about Altera is that they are in an industry that people are really concerned about. And what that gives us is a nice contrarian play. So we'll mark that into the behavioral finance positive column. The second thing I like is when you look at earnings and you look at estimates, we're showing that estimates are increasing in terms of the annual estimates moving forward. We're going from about 70 cents in 2004 to a mean estimate somewhere of in the neighborhood of about $1.01 into 2008. That's a significant increase, a doubling of their earnings moving forward. Also, what I find that's interesting is that their 20% growth rate, while it seems really to be, you know, above average, their PE currently is 23. So it's showing me that the shares are somewhat overvalued when we look at a PEG ratio, which is the price to earnings to growth. A great ratio to find out if a stock is meeting its earnings demand and the growth rate's expectations. The other thing that has me very intrigued is the aggressive buyback program. The company is out there buying their shares like crazy. In fact, they went out recently, made an announcement to increase their buyback program and increase the share allocation that they can buy back for the company. And what does that tell you? What that tells me is it's an interesting story that maybe the company is trying to find something where they can make some money and increase and benefit shareholders, increase the shareholder value. And by doing so, they're thinking that their best bet is to buy the stock in their own companies. Even though the analysts are not really sold on it, because when you look over the past several months, analysts have revised their earnings downward. As a matter of fact, for fiscal year 07, 24 revisions to the downside over the last 90 days. Now, while that may seem like a concerning factor, when we're looking to invest in this kind of competition where we're swinging for the fences, I like to find where we're on the opposite side sometimes, where analysts are really not looking for anything good. The fact that many of the people out there are saying, well, we don't expect anything good, because when expectations are down, there's an opportunity for a great surprise. And in fact, if you look at the earnings surprises in over the last few years, Altera has consistently surprised on the upside almost every quarter, particularly the second and third quarter of each year. So I'm thinking that we have an opportunity here to really make some money in a stock, because the general consensus out there is that there is nothing that's going to happen good. The sector isn't good, and therefore there really is that real low sense of opportunity, and there may be a lot of shorting going on. Now, when we flip over to the chart, here's what we find. Number one, the top end resistance is at about $21 per share or so. The super top is about 22. We see a trend of higher lows. Each and every consecutive low is getting higher and higher. Back in July, it was about 16, then it was about 17.5 on the dips down, and then 19.5. So the low price support on the chart is about 19.5, and the top end is about 21. We're seeing the money flow indicator increasing, and we're seeing the MACD, one of my favorite indicators, starting to turn up, but in a way that it was very negative. And if you look at the chart historically, when we see the MACD turning up as it looks right now, the next movement, the next leg up, is usually a positive one. So Altera, I think you should look at from a couple different aspects. Number one, behavioral finance. There's a real negative sentiment out there. Number two, from a charting technical analysis, it is currently above its 200-day EMA, the moving average. It's below its 50-day EMA. And when we look at the trend is clearly moving to the upside. So if, in fact, they come out with any surprise, we could see a significant move on this stock towards the upside. I am looking at this as a position that I'm going to enter into very strongly for the competition. Again, this is a competition stock, and we are swinging for the fences here, looking for more of the aggressive plays for this, because that's the only way to win this. So Altera, symbol ALTR, is the position that we'll be entering into for Monday. And I'm going to actually sell the positions that we have today of Cree and buy it in pre the market opening on Monday, so we can actually hopefully get some of the upside as well. All right, with that in mind, again, we're going to be coming to you with a lot more picks in the future, and hopefully you've had the opportunity to take a look at some of the things and learn from some of the strategies and disciplines that we've utilized. And we'll be back with some more interesting commentary and interviews on the Disciplined Investor Podcast. Thanks for being there, and good investing to you.
If you like what you hear, we want to know. Go to our show's listing on either iTunes or your favorite podcast directory and leave us feedback and a rating. The more feedback we have, the higher our position on the charts. Think of it as the price of admission. It only takes a minute and helps us understand more about what interests you. Keep our blog and podcast popular, and we'll keep providing you with great investment ideas. The recommendations of stocks for the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge are intended to be used solely for the benefit of the trading with the competition. Please note that these are considered aggressive and are intended for the contest, which will end on May 25th, 2007. The recommendations during this special segment by the host or anyone related to this podcast should not be used for actual investment portfolios.